This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Protesters chanted slogans like "America is the Great Satan," while Iran-backed militias are issuing veiled threats following a deadly U.S. rocket attack. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Thousands of mourners marched in a funeral procession through Baghdad for Iran's top general and the Iraqi militant leaders killed in a U.S. airstrike Friday. Iran has vowed harsh retaliation for the death of General Qasem Soleimani, the head of the elite Quds force. President Hassan Rouhani says the U.S. made a big mistake, the consequences of which will be seen for years to come. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's been telling allies in the region, including Iraq's president, that the U.S. remains committed to de-escalation. But a series of rockets fell inside Baghdad's Green Zone Saturday night, where the U.S. embassy is located. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Cybersecurity experts say with Iran bent on revenge, a cyber attack is a non-military way to get back at the U.S., and it's something to worry about. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
From cyber attacks on our U.S. banks and other financial institutions to our infrastructure, Iran has done it before and will do it again, says cybersecurity expert Sandra Joyce of FireEye.
They need to attempt to create some symbolic or meaningful action as the revenge that they've been talking about, but it really needs to land short of provoking this full military response by the U.S.
She also says they may attack our elections with disinformation campaigns as they've done in the past.
In some cases, we've seen them actually impersonate political candidates.
Joyce says they can use those cyber attacks to grow anti-American sentiment. I'm Julie Walker.
And the United States has designated Asib al-Haq as a foreign terrorist organization, saying the Iraqi militia is a proxy for Iran. This is VOA News. The death toll in Australia from deadly bushfires now stands at least 23 people killed. Two of the latest victims are father and son who were battling flames. The deadly wildfires, which have been raging since September, have already burned about 5 million hectares of land and destroyed more than 1,500 homes. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison outlined some of the military assets that have helped fight raging bushfires in Australia.
Black Hawk helicopter support has been provided and based out of RAF-based East Sale, and has been involved in transporting firefighters from Bairnsdale to Mallacoota and transporting the injured and vulnerable from Mallacoota to East Sale to receive medical treatment.
The early and devastating start to Australia's summer wildfires has also been catastrophic for the country's wildlife, likely killing nearly 500 million birds, reptiles, and mammals in New South Wales alone. U.S. President Trump launched a new coalition to secure evangelical voter support for his reelection, delivering a rally-style speech in front of thousands of cheering Christians in a Miami megachurch on Friday. The ministry is one of the largest Hispanic churches in the United States. Mr. Trump's rally there acknowledged the power of evangelical and Latino voting blocs as his campaign tries to shore up support ahead of the November presidential election. Evangelical voters made up a substantial part of Mr. Trump's base in 2016 and could pave the way towards securing the president's reelection in 2020. The president hit familiar campaign themes, boasting about policies that further the evangelical agenda, including restricting abortions, appointing conservative judges, and his recent executive order to extend Title VI protections to Jews. Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 bans discrimination on the basis of race, color, and national origin in institutions receiving federal funding, including colleges and universities. And again, protesters chanted slogans like "America is the Great Satan," while Iran-backed militias issued veiled threats following a deadly U.S. airstrike and a rocket attack. Cybersecurity experts also say that with Iran bent on revenge as a result, a cyber attack is a non-military way to get back at the U.S., and it's something that they should be worrying about. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.